ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाचलाखाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमाॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी निधि नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशधारिणे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरि 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 राम हरि राम 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 हरि हरि।
Thank you very much. His Grace Srinathji Prabhu, was a very special, let us say is, a very special associate of Srila Prabhupada. He really did have more personal association with Srila Prabhupada than probably 90% of Srila Prabhupada's initiated disciples. And yet he was truly humble and eager to be servant of the servant of the servant. He and his family were so instrumental in the foundational stages of Radha Gopinath Temple and everything that's happened ever since. Bhaktivedanta Hospital, so many of our satellite centers, Govardhan Eco Village, Hare Krishna television that Vaishnav Seva Prabhu has inspired, and so many tens and thousands of devotees' lives. And so many projects beyond our own, Srila Prabhupada's Samadhi, temples all over the world that he and his family have helped construct to develop. So he's very enthusiastic to assist Yadubar Prabhu and Vishakha Devi in their projects. And Krishna Chandra Prabhu, Radha Priya Devi, Maithili Priya Devi, all of them, we cannot even calculate, because we don't even know all the devotees they're helping, all the projects they're helping. because they never even talk about it. They just do it. And it was Sri Nathi Prabhu's wish that a small event like this tonight would be at his home every December for this occasion. And to reciprocate with his enthusiasm, we have come. And in his honor, it is happening tonight as well. Bhakti is reciprocation. In the impersonal conception, we are in the center. Our liberation from suffering, our relief from the fire of material existence. And even through the process of service, sadhana, that's the goal. As Vaishnavas, prema, ecstatic love for Krishna is the goal. And that love is reciprocal. Srila Prabhupada was very emphatic that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That personality aspect is what makes true bhakti possible. Krishna is eternally a person. He appears in many forms throughout human history in this world. And in the spiritual world, he manifests many different forms. But they are all the limitless, inconceivable expressions of Krishna to personally reciprocate love with devotees. Krishna descends into this world to show mercy to the fallen, especially he came as Lord Chaitanya. Patita Bhavan Hetu, Tava Avatar. He's the most merciful of all incarnations. He's come to deliver the patita, most fallen. Patita Bhavan. So among devotees, some of us are fallen. And when we admit that we're fallen, and we understand that when we're fallen, we see everything through the lens of being fallen, so we'll naturally find faults with others. So there's every reason to disagree, to disunite, to fight. It doesn't take a great person to see faults in others. As Radhe Shyam Prabhu told, when Srila Prabhupada was in the Lower East Side of New York with those people, he could have found so many faults. He knew their faults. And he did address the faults. But he did it in such a way they would be transformed. He actually cared about them. And he would tell in some of his prominent speeches that you are all the representatives of my Guru Maharaj. And he would thank us. In some talks, they are recorded. Srila Prabhupada would cry. He said, I'm very old. I could leave at any time. But you have all come to help me to fill the order of my Guru Maharaj. You have come to assist me in the mission of my Guru Maharaj. And anyone who made any efforts to serve, that's how Srila Prabhupada would reciprocate with them. Vishakha Devi wrote a beautiful book. Please do buy this book and read this book if possible. When she first came to India, because Yadubar Prabhu was doing some project, an article of some sort, she explains how she was an atheist. She really didn't have much interest at all. But Prabhupada's association, he could have just dismissed her as an atheist, because she was. But he treated her with so much respect. And he was honest what our philosophy was. But he cared. Whatever little spark was there, he reciprocated. He was grateful. And soon she was transformed. And between this most illustrious historical husband and wife, Yadubar Prabhu and Vishakha Devi, their films, their books, their articles, have actually transformed tens and thousands, hundreds and thousands of people's hearts. It was all based on this principle of reciprocation. Srila Prabhupada would find faults, but even when he did, it was always to uplift and protect. And many of my God brothers and God sisters, you see it in their interviews. I'm not going to find fault with that cell phone. Please reciprocate and turn it off. See, there's the cell phone, and there's the person who's holding the cell phone. But Srila Prabhupada, through that reciprocation, and that's what ISKCON really is, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Maitali Priya Devi, she sent a message to me that I should speak on what pleases me. I remember one time they asked Srila Prabhupada, large group of devotees, what pleases you most? And Srila Prabhupada said, what pleases me the most is when you love Krishna. And what that means is when you actually sincerely take to the process by which we could love Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, with tears in his eyes and choked up voice, he would thank us for assisting him in his service to his Guru Maharaj. That's what pleased him the most. And when we honestly examine that statement, we understand when we're fighting with each other, we're doing a great disservice to Srila Prabhupada's mission of serving his Guru Maharaj. When we're lethargic in our own sadhana, when we're negligent in studying Srila Prabhupada's teachings, when we're not enthusiastic to serve according to whatever capacity we have, then we don't have a capacity to actually be what we can to assist Srila Prabhupada in the service of his Guru Maharaj. What pleases me is simply what will make Srila Prabhupada happy. What will make Srila Prabhupada happy is when we do sincerely take shelter of the holy names. When we really do overcome our differences and unite on the higher principle to have a society that will attract the world to Krishna's service, where we're willing to perform tapasya austerities. Srila Prabhupada performed so many austerities for us, and all of his followers have performed so many austerities to assist him and for the next generation. What pleases all the representatives of Srila Prabhupada is to perform austerities. The austerity of our sadhana, the austerity of our cooperation, the austerity of following these regulative principles and doing everything we can to serve. Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple began with just a few little brahmacharis, very young, very spaced out. And maybe a dozen or more, just hardly a dozen sincere grihastha families. They were kind of homeless and brokenhearted. But everyone wanted to serve. Everyone wanted to work together, serve together. That was a seed. And yes, as it grew, a program like this was an impossibility to even conceive with this many people. I remember we would sometimes have events at Krishna Chandra Prabhu's house, and the back part of his living room, which is about a third of his living room, would almost get filled up. And we were thinking, this is huge.
So many people are coming.
And then gradually the other room filled up. And we couldn't even believe how we're expanding. And I was remembering this in November during the Mayapur Yatra as I was sitting and looking out at all of you. It was with the Mayapur devotees, and it was probably well over 7,000 devotees. How did it happen? It's that higher purpose. We were united in that higher purpose. But with time, so that we actually have the opportunity to truly understand deeper levels of surrender, Krishna will not make it easier. He actually makes it harder. Sometimes we're thinking, after some time, everything will be very easy. On one level, it may be easier. But until we're truly, completely pure, Krishna will not make it easy. At every stage, there's a different type of challenge. Challenges of relations with each other, challenges of projects. Srinathji Prabhu, he had a personality that was very inconceivable to me. He loved to fight, to defend devotees. When there would be some attack against Radha Gopinath Temple, a legal attack to try to close it down, shut us down, devotees were like, what are we going to do? And Srinathji Prabhu would say, I love a good fight. And he'd make some alliance with Mahaprabhu Prabhu, and the two would just be in action. There was always obstacles. And there always will be obstacles. Because the material world is specially created by Krishna, designed by Brahma and the demigods to be a place of hardships. And when we become devotees, the hardships don't go away. Sometimes they become more, but there's a different perspective. The perspective is these hardships are there to help me to actually surrender to the higher principle of what pleases my Guru and Krishna. I remember our dear godbrother Hayagriva Prabhu was laying on his deathbed. And he had very advanced cancer. He was in so much pain. And I would sit at his bedside and read Srimad Bhagavatam Chaitanya Charitamrita to him. And I recited this verse, Tatenukam Pamsu Samikshamano Punjana Evatmikritam Vipagam. I said, Hayagriva Prabhu, because the verse was there in the purport. I said, this is one of Srila Prabhupada's most often quotes. That one who goes through sufferings, great obstacles and inconvenience, with a grateful heart, offering obeisances to Krishna, carrying on with his service, that person, liberation is the rightful claim. What happened at that moment when I just said that, I just quoted Prabhupada. It wasn't me talking, it was Prabhupada talking. Hayagriva Prabhu, he lit up.
He smiled like a child. He said, I'm so fortunate. And that was simply his mood. That's what gratitude is. Gratitude is not circumstantial. Common mundane gratitude is when I get what I want, I'm grateful. When I don't get what I want, I'm not grateful. But a Vaishnav, the attitude is gratitude, the spirit. Whatever hardships, whatever difficulty, I'm grateful for the opportunity to surrender. Because we do not have the choice very often of what circumstances are going to be. But we do have a choice. Whether we're going to see it as an opportunity to take shelter of Krishna or not. Next, what does it mean to take shelter of Krishna? A neophyte devotee who remains a neophyte is one who they have their own version of what takes shelter, what taking shelter of Krishna is. But if we want to actually make advancement, we try to understand what Krishna is telling us it means to take shelter of him. Srila Prabhupada explained it in so many ways, but it all came to the same principle. Whatever the situation, taking shelter of Krishna is, how can I please you? I'm yours, Krishna. How can I please you in this situation? Srila Prabhupada's example we have heard, and for those who have seen Yadubar Prabhu and Vishakha Devi's film about Srila Prabhupada, it's quite awesome to see Prabhupada on that giant screen in a movie theater. So many devotees are speaking, and what to speak of the people who put everything together behind the scenes. They're all giving their testimony of how their lives were transformed by Prabhupada's example. In every situation, he was simply trying to please his Guru Maharaj. That's the standard. Yes, there are limitless reasons we can justify not chanting Hare Krishna. Going off on our own, trying to find something easier to do. Complaining because the situation just isn't what we want it to be. But if we want to actually make real spiritual advancement, if we want to really show gratitude, how could I best assist my guru, my gurus, in assisting in Srila Prabhupada's mission? Because really there's nothing else we can do that will please Krishna. Little things we can get some thanks for. But Srila Prabhupada felt eternally indebted to anyone who truly was willing to go through the sacrifices of living in this material world for the higher purpose. Of creating a devotional community and reaching out to the world with Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Ultimately, that's all that matters. And the more we grow, the more complicated it becomes. The congregation. Many complaints. What are we going to do? There's just too many people. And we're not getting enough time from the brahmacharis, and we're not getting enough time from Radhanath Swami, and we're not getting enough of this and that. And it sounds wonderful to me. And Brahmachari Ashram also growing and growing. In Pune, and Radha Gopinath Temple, and so many places, and so many, there's conflicts, believe it or not. Always different kinds of adjustments and changes. One of the biggest adjustments and changes is people are getting old. When we first started Radha Gopinath Temple, you know, Sahadev and Mahaprabhu and Palika and Suchitra and Radha Krishna and Palika, they were the only old people. When we first started Radha Gopinath Temple, I was like 34 or 30, something like that. And the brahmacharis are all teens or 20s. Now, the babies that were born are older than I was when we started the temple. There are always a set of challenges. But somehow or other, the challenges that are there, devotees are sincere. They're really trying to do something wonderful. So why does Krishna let these hardships come? Why does he let these problems and these conflicts and these setbacks happen? The answer is in Yadubar Prabhu and Vishakha Devi's film. We saw at one place where Srila Prabhupada, it appeared that he was going to leave this world. Most of the devotees at the time were just a few months in the movement. The majority of our movement were just joined a few months before. And the senior-most devotees were about 2 years. And before Srila Prabhupada left for Vrindavan, where he said that, you know, I'm going to Vrindavan and Krishna will decide. It sounded like he will never come back. Prabhupada said, I've given you everything you need to know. Now sustain this movement and expand it. And then he got on the airplane and left with one other devotee. Devotees took responsibility themselves. And as the movement grew more and more and more, there was less and less time for everyone, but a few people were there personally being directed by Srila Prabhupada. 98% of our movement had hardly any connection. But even those who hardly had any connection physically, even they, as the society was getting bigger and bigger, felt the need to take responsibility to assist Srila Prabhupada in the service of his Guru Maharaj. So as we grow, it's an opportunity, brahmacharis, grihasthas, to actually take responsibility. Not just be leaders in a official status or a role, but be leaders in our surrender. So every situation is a wonderful opportunity. Most of you here this evening have been serving faithfully, making great sacrifices, practically from the very beginning, or the first 10 years of Radha Gopinath's pastimes in Chopati. And I'm deeply thankful to you. Because you have done so much to make Srila Prabhupada smile. So please, be enthusiastic, be determined, cooperate in this higher principle. I'm forever grateful to you. Thank you very much.